USA Radio News, I'm Victor Pohl. Are the January 6th congressional hearings a big conspiracy?
As the January 6th made-for-TV show is being carried by mainstream media, one lawmaker says this was a cover-up by the Democrats. Representative Jim Banks on Fox News.
This committee is a cover-up. It's not just a cover-up from distracting from the issues that the American people are demanding that we focus on, like $5.25 a gallon of gas in my hometown in Columbia City, Indiana. But it's a cover-up of Nancy Pelosi's roles and responsibilities as Speaker of the House and oversight of the Capitol Police and Capitol Security. She has documents in her office about why the National Guard was called off because of, quote, bad optics that she refused to give up to the bipartisan Senate Homeland Security Committee.
From the West Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Lance Pry.
And this is USA Radio News.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
A judge facing a packed courtroom set bond Friday at $100,000 for a Michigan police officer charged with second-degree murder in the death of Patrick Lioia, who was fatally shot in April. Officer Christopher Shure, appearing by video from jail, said few words during the brief hearing. Grand Rapids Judge Nicholas Ayoub entered a not guilty plea on his behalf. The courtroom benches were full of spectators, some wearing T-shirts with pro-police slogans, including hashtag stand with Shure. U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland on Friday rolled out guidelines for a new youth service program meant to create job opportunities for Native Americans while boosting their cultural connections to nature through conservation projects. The mission of the Indian Youth Service Corps includes everything from clearing brush and reducing wildfire threats to preserving historic sites and building trails. This is USA Radio News.
Suspense.
The shadow knows.
Mystery in the air. Starring Peter Lorre.
I am the Whistler. And I know many things, for I walk by night.
The greatest radio shows of all time. Classic Radio Theater with Wyatt Cox. On this radio station or at our webpage, classicradio.stream. That's classicradio.stream. Or search your favorite podcast app.
That pain at the pump might be hurting a little more soon. The price of fuel is expected to move even higher due to the ongoing conflict in Ukraine and the onset of hurricane season in the U.S. Veteran oil markets expert Andy Lippo expects the average price of gas to hit above $5 a gallon as oil trades higher in anticipation of coming storms. Lippo says the weather is likely to impact refining output and supplies along the U.S. Gulf Coast. According to the latest AAA data, the average price is now about $4.98, though it is much higher in some states along the West Coast and in the Midwest. A West Virginia lawmaker who was ensnared in controversy a year ago has resigned to take a job in Florida. According to a House spokesperson, Republican delegate Joe Jeffries submitted his formal letter of resignation to House Speaker Roger Hanshaw. In the letter, Jeffrey said he's leaving his position because he wasn't able to find a job in West Virginia that would accommodate his work schedule as a lawmaker. He said it was, quote, one of the hardest decisions I had to make. And U.S. Senator Raphael Warnock will have a children's book out this fall, a picture story based on his being one of 12 siblings. Philomel Books, an imprint of Penguin Young Readers, announced Thursday that Warnock's book, entitled Put On Your Shoes and Get Ready, will be published November 15th. Warnock is the senior pastor at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta. I'm Victor Pohl, USA Radio News.